When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live, or click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and oh, there's so many cool photos and videos and stuff that I post, and well worth checking them out if you have time. And have you ever seen a baby koala in the pouch with mommy? Have you ever seen a baby Joey kangaroo in the pouch from birth to growing up and the whole thing? Well, I got two videos up for those little pouch babies this week. It's very cool if you haven't seen that kind of stuff. And golly, well, it looks like summer's gone again. Gone. I mean, it's not supposed to be here, but it came for a while. But boy, has it cooled off today. And good thing, though, is keeping everything going, which, man, I got to talk to Natasha and find out, because I know Mercury went direct last Sunday, but I haven't seen the changes yet. It's been a Mercury in retrograde week this all week for me, and it's starting today, because we don't even know. Anyway. We're not ready, and we're not really starting the show. So you're actually kind of in the kitchen with us preparing. So I'll tell you what's going on. Anyway, as always, keeping us going here, Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And a little bit cloudy Sunday, but still happy Sunday to you.
Well, thank you, and happy Sunday to you, too. You know, it was cold at my house, about 50 up at my house when I left, and really light sprinkles on and off all the way down. So not enough really for windshield wipers until I got kind of to Kirkland, and then it was like once and done. But I don't think there's a lot of rain predicted, is there, for today?
No, but on that note, I was just curious. A couple nights ago, did you by any chance happen to have some thunderstorms go through your area?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I had to laugh because I don't know, what was it? It was Friday. No, it was just Friday night.
Yeah, it would have been Friday night.
Yeah, and I haven't quite turned off the light yet, but it's late, and I'm getting to bed. And then all of a sudden, it's like, what is that? What's that noise? What is that noise? Oh, we're having a rainstorm. I mean, excuse me, how weird is that? That I didn't recognize the sound of rain. I mean, because all of a sudden it was really, really hard, and a big rain, you know, thing came through. It didn't last very long.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it really rains, it's loud. And for a moment, I was like, what the heck is that? And the animals were kind of like, but, you know, that's pretty unusual. So anyway, yeah, we had it. And that wasn't the only time. I think we had some lightning and thunder more than once. Friday night was mostly just a rain dump. But then I don't know where it was, Thursday night or Wednesday night or sometime in there. Maybe Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
But there was lightning and some thunder. Because I can remember being out with Robbie. It was early evening because I was frisbeeing Robbie. And I saw lightning on one side, and then I count seconds because I don't know if it's true or not, but I learned somewhere in my childhood that if you count, 1,000, 2,000, and for every second, it's a mile away.
Yeah.
Is that, you heard the same
thing?
That's
heard
the same
thing,
too. So I always start counting to see where it is, and then I heard on the news that night, they said, if you see the lightning and the thunder happens right away, then it's close enough to strike you, so get inside. So anyway, we had it was not right on top of us, so we finished our Frisbee game, but in the house we went after that.
Yeah. Now, that was really weird on Friday night. Apparently, I was oblivious to it because I woke up and, I really do not like thunderstorms, and usually things wake me up pretty easily during the night. There was a couple times I woke up during the night, but no, not during the time of the thunderstorms.
Huh.
And according to, people, they were saying that the thunder, it was really weird because you would not see the flash or you would hear the thunder. Then there was times where you would see a really bright flash but not hear any thunder.
Well, yeah,
it was
just really bizarre.
And then,
as far as I'm concerned, the weather is just so bizarre that there's just no predicting one way or the other, and it certainly isn't normal.
And then they looked outside the window to look at the sky to see what was going on, and they could see stars.
What is going on here? Really strange. And I was just thinking about that last night in terms of the state of my yard and property and stuff growing. And I had to chuckle about it again on the drive in. There is, I've lived in my area long enough. I mean, I'm going on 15 years, I think. I'm in the 14th year, I think, where in the property I am now. And then I was out there for years before that. But anyway, so I know what generally blooms where and when and at what time of year. And one of my favorite things in the spring is when the rhododendrons and azaleas start blooming. And on my drive from my house into Monroe, I go down Old Owen Road, and there's lots of pastures and fields. Well, there's this one huge, huge pasture. It's just, grasslands all over and, house hit or miss out there. But right in the middle of this pasture out in the field, and spring happens, there are like 4 or 5 bright orange azaleas.
Ooh.
Out in the middle of this place that have no business being there. They aren't close to the house. They aren't anywhere. It's a big pasture. They shouldn't be there. But obviously they're there and somehow got there. But anyway, I always look forward to seeing those orange azaleas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems to me that they usually bloom like in the April time, or early April, or so, we start getting that kind of, that kind of stuff has really just come into bloom in the last week or so in my neighborhood. Well, anyway, I kept thinking, where are the azaleas? I could see the bushes, because you can see a long ways, but they weren't. All of a sudden this last week, they're in full bloom. So the last few days they've been blooming. So it's like, finally, but it's almost, it's late May now, and they're just blooming now. So really strange timing on everything.
That's definitely been a really weird past couple weeks with the, type of weather that would bring out the flowers. We just go from a bunch of rain to a bunch of sun and basically skip over spring, and then the weather forgot that we were supposed to have spring, so now it's going back to spring.
All right. Well, now, before we continue anymore, let's make sure that y'all know that finally, part of us are back to normal here today. And then we got another snafu going on right now. We'll get to that in a moment. But finally, the mood lit studio is actually lit. And she's back in the saddle again after it seems like forever. But good morning and welcome back, Animal World's call screener, Stacy Buck. Good morning.
Good morning, Martha.
Oh, so good to see you in person.
Back in the chair and had to untangle the headphone and it was everything. Okay.
Yeah, did you remember how to do everything
I know. Nathan got all the buttons right, so I don't have to do much. So that's good.
Well, gosh, it's just been a long time because, you had your big birthday celebration yeah. and bucket list trip to Monaco and all of that. And we haven't heard all of that. And but then you came home with COVID.
And I got sick. And then I was out for a while.
And then you had family stuff. Anyway, but it was so good to have you back. And
Thanks.
We will catch up with you. And I want to hear all about that.
But, oh, sure.
For anybody that keeps track, it is, in fact, the third Sunday of May, which means it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones and Feng Shui, Energy Seeing, and Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha Venter. However, as you can tell, I haven't brought Natasha on yet because for some reason, well, she was not able to make the trip into the studio today, so she's Zooming in, and that usually is a piece of cake and no big deal. And but this morning, that is not the case. So, Nathan, have we found Natasha yet?
Still in progress, but it looks like we're getting close.
Okay, so what you need to know is that Natasha is alive and well and ready and has done her best to Zoom in, but for some reason, it isn't working this morning. So, Nathan, what did you do? You sent her another link. You thought maybe you had logged in, opened up the wrong Zoom meeting, and it didn't work. But maybe she, anyway, you've sent her a new link, and we're trying again.
Yeah, it just seems like maybe a Wi-Fi issue on her end. So she's just getting her Wi-Fi reset, and once that's all back up and running, we should be able to get her back into the Zoom meeting.
Yeah, so see, that's going to be my first question, you know, because, you know, Natasha knows a lot more about astrology and stuff than I do, so we usually tap her brain on that. And I already want to know, like I said, about this Mercury in retrograde stuff, because this is classic Mercury in retrograde stuff, but it's not in retrograde anymore, and it went direct last Sunday, and then usually after a few days it should straighten out, but I'm still playing musical chairs with appointments all over the place, and not being able to zoom in like this, this is just weird and communication stuff. So maybe there's other planets and stuff in retrograde, or I'm sure Natasha might be able to explain it.
It does seem like it's a heavy-hitting one this time around.
Yeah, but nonetheless, we have not made our full connection yet.
That's still in progress. She says she will be there.
Okay, but we have determined that it isn't the Zoom links or anything or that. It's simply that something going on with her Wi-Fi?
Probably. Okay. She's not able to, get loaded in very well. There's, weird things with ports and security that sometimes they get out of whack and you got to reboot so it can communicate with Zoom better.
Okay. Well, I guess it's a good thing that we have you and you understand that technical stuff, because I wouldn't have a clue. But I guess that's why you're on that side of the desk and I'm on this side. So now it probably means Natasha can't hear what we're doing or anything yet, right?
Not yet, unless she's listening to AM radio somehow.
Yeah, but up where she is, unlikely that she's got reception. And anyway.
In the meantime, we have an invitation offer to feed people, right? We got a little event planned for Animal World.
Well,
we can go ahead and chat about that.
Since I was thinking, well, we could officially start the show, go through that, or we could just chat for a few minutes here until we're sure that we get her up. But yes, you're right. And since all the parties that are participating are actually represented here, at least three of the four human parts.
Yeah.
Okay, the canine parts are not here. However, you need to know, well, this June is going to be, actually, there's a couple things happening that I don't usually do. I haven't done for years. And that's participating in events like this. But Nathan and his mom, Barb, and you know, they have border collie Abby. Well, they kind of poked me and twisted my arm and, you know, because we always talk about the bark in the parks and stuff, but I've never been to one. I didn't think I'd ever go to one. Well, guess what? We're doing Bark in the Park and we're turning it into an Animal World affair. So we're not going to the Mariners and down to the big stadium. I don't think I could handle that, not especially with dogs and all of that. I mean, that's just too much. But the Everett Aqua Sox is much easier to do. It's in Everett, and they have their own little field, you said, Nathan, and parking's mm-hmm. easy and all that kind of stuff. So the Everett Aqua Sox Bark in the Park is Thursday evening, June 1st. The game starts at 7:05.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Animal World, we're taking over because Nathan and his mom, Barb, and Abby.
And my dad, too.
Oh, your dad's coming, too?
Yep.
Cool. Okay, so Nathan, mom, and dad, and Abby Border Collie's coming. Now then, I'm coming, and of course, I can't go to Bark in the Park without Robbie Golden Retriever. And I tell you what, Robbie Golden Retriever is so excited he can hardly stand it.
Oh.
Now, I don't, even though I've explained, you know, I asked him if he wanted to go to Bark in the Park. And he said, yeah. What are we like? Yeah. And then I say, Bark in the Park. And he gets all excited. And he will. I don't think he has a clue because he's never been to a Bark in the Park. And he has no clue about baseball. But, of course, anything that he gets to do or go, he just gets excited. So Robbie's all beside himself because he gets to do his first Bark in the Park. And then Stacy's coming, and you're bringing Tanky.
I'm bringing Tanky.
So we're going to have him. We're going to have a Border Collie, a Golden Retriever, and Frenchie Tanky. Yes.
Frenchie Tanky gets to go.
Yeah.
Thanks. Gets to stay home.
Sorry, Bags.
Well, you know, I mean, taking two dogs is not like just doubling your work. It's
right.
Kind of like quadruples it.
Exactly.
And Tanky is older, more mature, mm-hmm. but she also is a therapy dog.
Right.
And so she's been well trained and educated, and she's very is quite social.
Very social, loves people.
The bag man,
yeah,
not so
not
much.
His thing. He's a one-on-one person. So
yeah. So
he's
it would
got his strength. So
probably be overwhelming.
Yeah,
for him.
A little much for him. So.
So Bags is going to take the evening off, but
yes.
Tanky is going to be there with us. So we're all going to be there, and so we're extending an invitation to all of you out there that want to come join us for Bark in the Park. We're sitting, Nathan, you bought the tickets, right?
Yes.
And what we're
we'll
in
be
the,
in Section D, the yellow D.
Yellow D
and
section.
And probably about three rows back.
Okay, so that's where we'll be. We'll be in the yellow Section D. And it's Thursday, June 1st, 7:05, Everett Aqua Sox. And what, the tickets aren't that, $20.50 is what we're paying?
For our section, yeah, it can range anywhere from like $11 to like $25.
Okay, so reasonable.
Yeah.
I think it costs you an arm or a leg to go to the Mariners, doesn't it?
It depends on the game. With Bark at the Park, I know you need to buy a separate ticket at the Mariners, but with the Aqua Sox, you just bring your dog, and you can sit anywhere you want. I asked a person, because I wasn't sure when I was ordering tickets, like other specific sections that you order your tickets for, because that's usually the case with Bark at the Parks, you know, it's allergies, or maybe people are afraid of dogs and mm-hmm. stuff like that, trying to sort of like make it so they can be a little bit separated. And but he said that no, you can just get anywhere in the park and bring your dog with you.
Okay. So.
And there's a big giant grass area just behind the first base line where I'm sure they'll have some tents and booths set up for promotional things with animals and all that.
Yeah, I was going to say there's probably going to be all kinds of cool stuff going on promotionally, probably treats for the dogs and stuff like that. But I know our local pet store. Sam's, you know, Cats mm-hmm. and Dogs in Monroe, and they have a store in Everett, but they're having a big hoopla up there, so I'm sure they'll have lots of cool stuff out there. So
yeah.
Anyway, we're going to have a little Animal World party and go to Bark in the Park with our dogs.
So remember June 1st, 7 o'clock in Everett.
Yeah, yeah. So sign up if you and come and join us, and we hope to see you there. So finally, she has arrived. And I can say, so it must have been the Wi-Fi up at that end, and everything has worked out, and Natasha is here. But it was kind of apropos for what we were doing, because although she and her dog were invited, she declined the invitation.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sorry.
So...
No, it's just one of those weeks that it's like there's so much going on that it was hard for me to get down there. And then my dog actually, in a way, has anxiety around stuff like that, too. So it was just
not the best thing for her to do.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And you know, it's one of those things. And my husband's been going through a lot, and she's my dog, my husband's familiar in a way. Uh-huh. So she supports my husband a lot. And so she's been kind of off because my husband's been off. So I just want to honor that whole energy field. Not that I don't want to go. I do want to go, but yet there's a lot going on. And so I just wanted to honor the moment that is happening in the world around me and us and thyself and all that stuff. So
anyway, Natasha and her dog won't be joining us, but I mean, you know, you wouldn't have to bring your dog. You could come yourself, but we understand. And you're a bit farther away than the rest of us. Of course, being in Everett, that's closer to you than we are down here. But anyway,
we'll miss you, and sorry you can't
join us, but we're going to have a good time without you. So there.
Well, actually, I will in the next 24 hours really look at it, you know, and see, you know, without my dog, you know, type of thing. But I'll.
Well, you'll have to let Nathan know immediately because he's already got our tickets and so forth.
Maybe she can bring bags for you, Stacey. Yeah. That way Bags is not left out.
Oh,
well, but see, it's the same thing with Bags as it is with Natasha's dog. See, Cleo. Not mm-hmm. all dogs are bark in the park dogs. Okay. And it's real important. See, you don't want to bring your dog if they're going to be miserable. And it's really stressful and they're not going to have a good time. So antisocial dogs or really sensitive dogs and big noise, scary things, if this is stuff they're not really used to, well, just because you want to go and have fun doesn't mean your dog is going to. And so you have to make a responsible decision for your dogs and not take them somewhere that's inappropriate for them. And it sounds like Natasha's dog isn't a bark in the park dog. And she's got another job at home to do anyway. And Bags, whether or not Tank was in the program or something, is not a bark in the park dog either. He's not a big happy-go-lucky social guy.
He might be good by himself, but when he's with Tank, I don't know if he just is protective of her. If there's another dog comes around and Tank's, then he gets a little more stressed out about it.
Well, yeah, it can be. It could be a protective and that sort of thing, but. Usually in that case, so it's it is behavior training at Healing Sunday with me, by the way, so I take every opportunity. It often in that case is power in numbers.
Oh.
So when my big sis is here, tough. I got backup.
Oh, okay? that's probably
now,
it too.
We can also, since it's also Natasha, energy seer person, we can have her look at that and look at Tank and Bagman together out somewhere and can you tell, is it power in numbers and he's just tougher because she's there, or is it I'm protective and so forth, or both?
Okay, so what I'm seeing is that insecurity that he has flips over into oversecurity.
And power so numbers.
In a different language than I'm seeing, probably, you know, just using different words here, but it's that, you know, sometimes when somebody, and I'm talking even about humans, if we're insecure inside, when we're in situations, many times we're oversecure, we're overpowered, we're over. And so it's actually an insecurity that is coming out.
Well, yeah, I think how I would explain that is that when you're in a dog suit, Your process is, or thinking is, the best defense is a powerful offense.
So
if I feel threatened and I'm in a dog suit, I'm going to act as tough and as nasty as possible to convince who's ever threatening me I'm too tough to mess with. Now, then you get a real insecure model when Natasha's saying, well, the insecurity, they're insecure by themselves. They're just insecure. They still want to act tough and nasty, but they don't have the courage to do that. But then we give them the backup power of Tanky, and it's like, okay, now I can take it on the world. So that's, I think, an explanation of what you're saying.
Yeah. And it would be, you know, it could be, you know, even by ourselves, you know, that we kind of get into that, you know, part of that empowerment. You know, it's like we have to overthink it, overdo it, overknow it, you know, type of thing. Yeah. And so we all get into that mode, I think. So,
all right. So it all,
that's what
it all
I'm
makes
seeing
sense.
Energetically.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it is, yeah. It's a defensive thing, but he only has the courage to speak out about it
when somebody
when Tank is with him. Right.
Because he's gotten better with before when I just took him and another dog approach, he'd go crazy like that. He'd get real, you know, offensive, get, you know. But now he's to the point where he won't do that. And he'll actually let other dogs, they'll sniff and he's that much better. But still when, if Tanky's with him.
Yeah, that's a difference.
Yeah, yeah. He still gets into that mode. But
so anyway, I guess the point of all of this with all of this aside,
know your dog,
is that
and that's
know
not
your dog. Yep, know your dog and make good choices for them, not just for you. And some dogs are bark in the park dogs and some dogs are not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that just reminded me, we might have to practice some jollies with Abby when we're there with the crack of the bat hitting the baseball. Sounds a little bit like a firework, which she doesn't like. Now, when we were at the Mariners, of course, we were far away from home plate, so that wasn't an issue. But being at the Aqua Sox, we're going to be pretty much right there, and it's going to be loud and clear when they hit a baseball.
Now, have you got your jolly routine built with her?
We'll have to get it up and running again.
Okay. We're going to have to restrain Aunt Martha. How many years you've been doing the show with me now?
No, I mean, we haven't had a need to use it, is what I'm saying, but we're going to have to use it again.
You don't have to have a need to use it. You practice, you build your jolly routine, and you keep it up, and you practice. So it is solid, and your dog can be out like a light bulb, and all you have to say is, oh boy, hot dog, or oh boy, cheese, whatever your trigger phrase is, and they're up and oh, whoop, 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 we're ready to go. Okay. So, as long as you've been here and hearing me talking about that, you should have a solid jolly routine built in there. But if you don't, you get busy and start working on that. And that reminds me, as we're approaching June, it'll be time to get you all educated on how to do jolly routines and how to change the way your dogs feel about fireworks and so forth. But that also leads me to another thing. And, of course, we're off on a tangent. We're off schedule, and we haven't done advertising yet. And I haven't started the show officially, so oh well. Mercury's still in retrograde here, Natasha. I don't know what the heck's going on astrology-wise.
Yeah,
but
we're
we'll
still
talk
in the shadow effect. We just had a new moon, and it was powerful. And I was kind of wondering what I have had attached to my electronics, because my phone was acting
so
up.
So anyway, what I was going to tell you, Nathan, is that, and everybody else, now my dog, Robbie, fancies him the social butterfly of the planet. He and I raised him. Okay, so he loves everybody and everything. He doesn't have an aggressive cell in his body, and everything is cool. And he also completely trusts me and doesn't make his own decisions. Whenever something weird happens, he just looks at me and says, Mom. And if there's any, I just have to look at him and say, oh boy, cheese, because that's his jolly trigger. And he's, oh, okay, I'm cool. So he's just totally cool. But when you see, if you come to Bark in the Park and you will see me, I will have my dog, but I will also have a treat pouch on me. I will be loaded with string cheese, and I'll have a training tool of some kind so that I can not only give treats to Robbie if it's appropriate, but to other dogs. I'll be able to diffuse things, and I got a training tool to control everybody if I need. Anyway, so always be prepared. So you, Nathan, should not be there without treats for Abby, your jolly treats, whatever.
Actually,
those are.
Clarification quickly. Mm-hmm. I personally haven't had to do them much, but my mom always carries treats. So she's the one always doing the jollies. Right. Yeah.
I was going to say your mom, but I was giving you credit, more credit than you deserve, obviously.
She spends a lot more time with Abby than I do.
No, so that's what I meant. You guys have to have treats and be ready to go with all of that.
Oh, they will be there.
But just know, even if you got a great dog, still anywhere you go, you ought to have treats and drink and be prepared so that you can handle whatever comes up. All right. So let's see. Well, we're only a half an hour behind schedule. So how about, since we haven't officially started the show, how about we catch up with advertisers? Do that. We'll kind of regroup, and then we'll come back, and I'll officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations, and then we will go from there. And I think that'll be great. And by the way, we'll have open phone lines throughout the show. And if you need to call in and have a question for me or something you need Natasha to look at, then you can give us a call anytime. I'll give you numbers now just so you've got them. And the local number, 425-373-5527. It's toll free, 888-298-5569. All righty, everybody. Stay right where you are. We'll take care of advertisers, and then we will get the show started. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. Yeah, Mercury's still in retrograde for us around here. It's been one of those mornings. But we are all good, and everybody's here, present, and accounted for. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, our neuroenergetic balancer, best practitioner, energy codes gal. And you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. Verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that haven't worked with her officially before. It doesn't count you working with her on the air. But if you haven't worked with her in her office or remotely off the air, then you can have a free session. All you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm about to give you. And you can see her in person at her office at the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or she can do you remotely on the phone or Zoom, just like we do on the air. All you got to do is call or text her and tell her you heard Martha talking about her and you'd like a free session. And the number to call is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. If you do anything great for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you are interested, all you got to do is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And of course, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center, is absolutely ready for business. The Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline. It's a great location. The energy is just so fabulous there. And really worth doing a session in person to be in the room with the gongs and the acutonic forks. And so if you need gentle, non-invasive chiropractic work, acupuncture, or what's even more effective, the acutonics, Jude is your gal, and she can work with you in person or remotely. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give her a call, 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty then. Okay, so I think we're all caught up there. Now, have we got, we did have somebody calling in, but we haven't officially started the show. So I think we better do that first. And then we're going right to a phone call. Is that the deal?
Looks like it.
Okie dokie. All right. If you haven't been here for the start of the show, you'll have it. You'll be here now. And I do every Sunday start with honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And start with a little Saint Francis prayer for our animal friends and a little longer one for us human animals. And because it's Sunday, we get to do that. And then we got a pile of affirmations contributed by our Animal World family here that we do to get ourselves spiritualized up for the day and the week. All righty. Now, and this participating in this part of the show is optional. You can do the prayers and the affirmations along with me. You can do them every day at home with me, like I know a lot of you do because I hear from you. Or you can opt out. It's not like our exercise and dancing portion at 11 and 12. Dancing's required, but you can opt out on this. All righty, here we go. I'm starting with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, now our affirmations. All of these affirmations come from some aspect of our Animal World family and are included in this group because of their power and how they've significantly changed my life and many of you that I know. I do each one out loud three times. You are welcome to join me or not, completely up to you. Here we go. Affirmation number one is life-changing. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two. We do for all of us kind of as an Animal World collective. And this one came to the group from Linda Rasmussen. You know, when you call in for a healing with her, she'll often give you an affirmation to keep the energy going. And this came out of, you know, one of those sessions on the show. And it proved so powerful that we're all doing it. And boy, it sure shifted things for me. Here we go three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty. Now, this next one comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, actually the Italian division, and it's the one I use to keep the good healing energies coming in and the attitude I like to go out in the world with to spread it around. So here we go. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty, now this next affirmation actually comes from Natasha. Although I know she keeps changing it herself a little bit here or there, but you know, I'm locked into what works and what I use at home all the time. So this is the one we go to, and I do all these affirmations for my animal friends as well, and I think this does help us all as much as you hear me complain a little, you know, about the astrological stuff. It really makes a difference. Here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty. Now, to conclude this little ritual is the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation. Extremely powerful. And this is the one we use to spread love and light all over the planet. Raise the vibration. Good weekend to do this with the G7 and all that going on. So let's spread the good vibes all over. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty then, we are all spiritualized up and ready to go for the day and the week. Okay, I'm looking at the clock, Nathan, and we're a little behind. Your call. We do advertisers. We do phone.
Let's just go ahead and take over the advertiser real quick. Then we have all the time to the top of the hour for the phone.
All right. Sounds good. Who's over the phone? You're up next. And as soon as the first minute we got, we're going to Monaco with Stacy and finding out about all that stuff. So anyway, stay right where you are. We're going to do some travel logging today. But your phone calls are next. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And I'll tell you, best cat vitamins on the planet, they're called New Pro Nuggets, really, really good. But the dog supplement is absolutely phenomenal, and it's one of the best for skin and hair coat I found. And I had taken Robbie off it for a while because, you know, I've got him on Connectin now and Complete Plus and some other supplements. And, you know, I just thought, well, I'll just not do so many for a while and see. Well, his coat was getting a little dry and looking a little wilt. So I thought, I'm going to start the Nude Pearl again. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know. It's only been about not more than 2 weeks. It's been less than that. And I'm already seeing a difference. And I'm remembering it was a New Pro when he was young and a teenager and his coat wasn't coming in all that great. The New Pro, his coat just exploded. It was just been fabulous and all of that. But anyway, it really works. And you can notice difference if you don't give it to it. So anyway, New Pro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. You can read all about them. You can order them on Amazon, I believe. And you'll find the dog supplement in a lot of local pet stores. So check them out. I do see it on the shelf up at Bridges when I shop there. So take advantage of that. And you heard about me. I'm obviously an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with you privately in your home to help you understand your dog friends and solve problems and all of that. Now, I don't know if you've been paying attention. My little ad's been running here, but you haven't heard me talk about what I do and solicit any business for a long time. And the reason for that is because there's only one of me, and I can't work as much as I used to, and it's a lot of energy to do these sessions, and I get real booked up. And when I get booked up way ahead of time, there's not a whole point in telling you what I'm doing, because then if I can't see you for weeks or a couple of months. Anyway, the good news is I'm pretty much caught up, and I actually have available time within reasonable periods of time now. So if you or anyone you know has got issues with their dog friends and needs some help, I am available and I'd love to hear from you. I always talk to you for free on the phone, for a free phone evaluation. I explain to you how I work and what's involved. And if I can help you with your dog friends, we can set something up. Anyway, all you got to do is give me a call. Not now. I'm on the phone. I'm on the radio, but you can call me after the show at 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Speaking of folks and families and dogs that I've worked with, I believe we're headed to one of those now. First caller of the day, and as you're finding out here, phone calls take priority. And even though we got other stuff to chat about, you call in, we will take a break from what we're chatting about to speak with you, and we'll go back and forth. So I believe it's the first time she's joining us here on Animal World, and from SeaTac, Jen, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hello.
Hey, Jen. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I was too tired to call last Sunday, but I am feeling much more rejuvenated today.
Well, I had thought that you might be able to call in, but of course, last weekend was a huge weekend for you, and I wasn't surprised that we didn't hear from you. And I don't know how much you want to share, but would you like to just tell
open
us?
Open book.
Pardon me?
So, open book, so whatever you think.
Okay, so I can go ahead and share who you are and all that? Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, Jen lives down in SeaTac with her family, and I think you contacted me last year sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And I came down and worked with you and your family and your wonderful dog, Zen. And that was back, I think, June of last year.
Yep.
And we had a great session. And I remember it was out in your backyard and all of that. And anyway, you guys were doing quite well. But then you checked in again a while ago and wanted me to come down again. And unfortunately, you've had just some real sad news in your family. Natasha, this is why Jen, you know, I've been down and done what I can do, but this call really is for you, Natasha, for a couple of reasons. The big reason I went down and did another session was because the sad news is that Jen's husband, really tough life, really serious physical disease and illness. And wasn't it like Crohn's type stuff, Jen?
Yep.
And my understanding is that, I mean, he just really suffered all the time. Mm-hmm. And it was just a horrible situation. Well, the very sad part of it is that he took his own life. Jen found him, you know, because I did it at home. And it's a very, unless you've been through something like this, it's very hard to really know how sad and overwhelming this can be. But Jen, bless her heart, has, my gosh, just stepped up and is just taking care of everything. The funeral was last Saturday. I had said if they were up to it to have Jen call in for her and her son and Zen the dog for some neuroenergetic balancing with Dr. Nels and Linda. That didn't happen on the air, but, you know, I've let them know how to be in touch off the air. And, of course, you know, we may hear from you the second Sunday of every month for a while.
Yeah.
But anyway, the interesting thing, Natasha, when I was down there, I mean, one of your big concerns, Jen, or your biggest concern for me, of course, was you were concerned about Zen, the dog. And Zen is, I mean, gosh, he's a wonderful, and he really is kind of a Zen. He's relatively young. How old is Zen now?
He'll be 2 in September, so like a year and three quarters.
Yeah, so he's a young guy, but a really nice, kind of a reddish color, a medium coat. Do we know what breed he is, or mixed?
Not yet, but we're guessing. Progressing retriever.
Yeah, it could be a golden retriever, shepherd mix or something like that.
Golden retriever lab. And then Jesse was determined that that Zen had a little Rhodesian
ridgeback
in him because he does a hound howl really.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. But he's a really nice dog. And Jen was concerned because he was real depressed and not feeling so well. Well, one of the things I had to help Jen understand is that dogs are generally better at understanding spirit and passing. They know we're spirit first and physical body second. And they're usually a lot better at handling the stuff than we are. But when we have a big concern about our animal because there's been a human death in the family or something and the animal's affected, what you need to know is that they pick up, process, and reflect back our stuff. And they're kind of little rudders and let you know how it's going on. And so, and to help Jen understand that it wasn't so much Zen that needed the help, it was really Jen. And you know, the humans, because, like I said, Jen is a very strong woman, has stepped up, and I had to tell her, I think you even have your therapist bamboozled.
I told them that.
Did you tell your therapist that? Because you're like me. I can bamboozle a therapist, and I can talk a great story, and I'm great and be really messed up, you know, have a lot of stuff inside I need to deal with. So at any rate, well, we talked about some tools and so forth. It happened in the shed outside in the backyard, and the energy was really heavy, Natasha. I did a whole lot of clearing with forks and smudging and all of that kind of stuff. I did it three times is what I got told to do. But then I also had a strong feeling that we should check with you on a number of counts. So, Jen, we'll talk with you as much as we can here through the rest of this hour. Then we have to break at the top and get our dancing and sending love around the planet when we love train. Yeah, so, absolutely. And but I think we might have to pick you up again on in the next hour, just after 10, to finish up everything. So, okay. Natasha, we need to know about Zen and how he's doing. But when Jen and I talked about it, she said, oh, he's really depressed. And then she said, but then I took him to this park or someplace, and all of a sudden he was like, he felt better and he was the best he'd ever been. And I said, well, what was going on with you? Well, I was really depressed. And then when we got there, I felt better. So it really is looking like a direct correlation between the two of them. So I want a kind of a feeling from you, Natasha, from an energy seer perspective. How's Jen doing? How's Zen doing? And then this family, Jen's family, they're real intuitive and do a more outside of the square stuff, okay? And Jesse, they feel, has been communicating that from the beginning. I mean, the family, was it his parents or your parents that came over and when you were in the backyard?
My parents.
Your parents, okay. So Jen's parents came over and she and her said they were in the backyard, and right next to the shed in the back, there's some of the kids' toy stuff and one of those great big kid drive around the Jeep thing. They're just sitting there. All of a sudden, the lights turn on, start flashing at them. And I think it was your mom, Jen, something like, hi, Jesse.
Yeah.
Anyway, lots of little stuff like that going on where he's chiming in. So we need a read on all of that, Natasha. We really don't. We've only got a couple minutes here for you to get started. But could you get us started? And then we'll pick up on the other side of the top of the hour.
My love is with you.
Oh, thank you.
And that these moments are just life altering, and my love is holding you, and I want you to know that you do have angels with you supporting you. There is big energy going on around your house, and there's a lot of shifting. So there was a lot of shifting happening before this moment, and that I'm seeing. And so with that, you know, as the family goes through a lot of shifting and changing before a big shift happens, and then you have this, it's kind of an interesting dance. And I want you to know that Martha was talking, I was sending angels your way and asking your house angels, I believe in house angels, that are protectors in the house and balancers of the house, that they come in and help and support you through this change. I also see Azrael with you and Mother Mary and you know Jesus with you too as you are going through this change. And I know that we're kind of coming up on the next minute here. Mm-hmm. So if you can just sit with that, my dear, and then thank I you. Will continue beautiful. On this other side. And I just want you to know there's a big hug of love that is surrounding the energy of your home and you and your family.
Yeah,
I feel it. I'm actually hugging myself because I felt it so strongly. Thank you.
Oh,
you're
wonderful.
Welcome.
Well, like I said, you know, and I told you,
I'm getting chills. So
Jen,
thank you.
You and your family, you guys are real connected. And I think, and you kind of know that. And, yeah. And Natasha's confirming all of that. So hold that love. And Natasha's sending all those angels. And you know, you can feel them. And then can we just keep you on hold through Love Train?
Absolutely.
All right. Okay. So then you get to get on the Love Train with us and spread the love around. And you'll be our first phone call when we start the next hour. So we will pick up with Jen and find out more and see what everything that Natasha can do. We are now going to get on the love train, and remember that dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up on the love train, dance with me, I'm going to cruise through and pick you up. Time to get our energy going, juices flowing, for to get energized up for the day and the week. And speaking of that, I energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More phone calls when we get back. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.